Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, did Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick once want a sexless marriage? We'll explain. Plus, Ava Mendez says Ryan Gosling is for her eyes only. And Keith Urban talks about his kid's first concert experience, and it wasn't at one of his shows.
And I know some days Heidi wishes there were two of me. And today we talk about some famous actors who had to play their own twin on screen with mixed reviews. Also, is Demi Lovato all up in that lady pond? Well, she wants to get there with Rihanna. Oh, yeah.
Did Harry Styles like it when his ex Taylor Swift wrote songs about him? And does Wendy Williams think he could be a woman boss with kids? We'll explain.
And we're going to explain how alcohol ruins special moments for Katy Perry and Elle Fanning. And Atlanta joins us a little later in the show. But right now, this is Dish Nation. Parker is a beautiful woman, but her husband, Matthew Broderick, said no to sex with her on multiple times.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
SJP's hot.
I'll explain.
Okay.
All right. So SJP was on the HBO series Sex and the City, of course, from 1998 to 2004, and her character Carrie had several love interests. Fig was the best. Yeah. And Matthew Broderick was offered several roles on the show, but he always turned them down, and it was because they didn't want to work together. They got married in 1997, so their relationship, really, when you look back, was still pretty new when she was doing the show. Sarah had to be vulnerable for her character, and even if Matthew just visited the set, it would trip her up. This is what she said. I'd get so nervous, like, Matthew's here, don't look at me. But I get that. Don't you think you'd be more nervous if your wife was in the room that we're working every day?
I wouldn't be comfortable if my lady was here in the studio. Like, just, I'd be like, I can't say certain things.
I get more nervous if your wife was in the room looking at me. I think she wants to shoot me.
That is absolutely true.
She wants to shoot Frank?
Yes.
Never let that woman get a gun. I'm telling all the gun licensed people out there, don't.
Well, could you ever, I don't know.
What?
I couldn't have like a romantic scene with somebody else if my lady was there.
You have to skip that.
Day. I would have to like, yeah.
I can't get excited having a romantic scene unless my lady's sitting there watching me. I'm like, yes, yeah.
That's so funny.
What a pig.
How many of those moves is the actor's or actress's choice, and how close is it to their actual moves at home?
Hmm.
You have your go-tos.
Sure.
You know.
I think I would show off. I'd be like, yeah, it's
I mean,
a scene.
Her hair that much? I mean, is this guy really a hair puller?
You mean your girl would watch that and go, who are you? You never kissed like that.
I thought your back was bad. I'm good today. I was good for that scene.
I dropped in a leave before we shot the scene.
Okay, from stars that don't want to work together to stars that don't want to post about each other. I'm talking about Ava Mendez. She explained why she won't post much about her man, obviously Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, you never see
on
anything.
Instagram.
No, never. Mm-mm.
Yeah, one of her fans was like, hey, why don't you post more pictures of Ryan? Because Ryan doesn't have an Instagram.
Oh.
So the only way to access him is through Ava. And she said, as far as Ryan, I only post flashbacks of things that are already out there, like pics from movies we did or stuff like that. My man and kids are private. That's important to me. So thanks for getting
that. I respect it.
I agree 1,000,000%.
My wife doesn't have social media.
Did you make sure of that?
Yeah, I said, that's it. There's one star in this show.
Why don't you post any pictures of your wife?
She doesn't like it. She hates it. She hates all that.
I respect
does not
that.
Want any part of it. She
and
goes,
I don't
get it.
Well, why does she hate it? I don't understand the hatred of social media. I mean, it's
just
everywhere.
Just the judgmental, the trolls, all that stuff.
Oh, you're afraid of getting trolled. But who's really going to troll her about Ryan Gosling? Seriously. I mean, he doesn't have his own Instagram.
Nobody.
So it's like, hey, post pictures of you and we want to see a nice love story in Hollywood. It seems like they've been together a while. They have kids. Are they even married?
I don't know.
See, that's what we want to know.
All right, so, you know, it's always a big deal when you go to your your first concert, right, you guys? Right,
yes.
Right, first concert?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Keith Urban shared a story about when him and Nicole Kidman took their two daughters to their first concert. They were 3 and 5 years old at the time. And Keith said, and I quote, "We took them to see Kids Bop. That thing is always around." Mm-hmm. And they were rocking out to all the cover songs. At one point, I looked over to our girls, and they were leaning over the balcony, headbanging, just going crazy. It was awesome.
Headbanging to Kids Bop.
What was your first concert?
My first concert was...
Hell, right.
First concert was like 10 years old, 11, and I saw H-Town, and that's when Knockin' the Boots just came out.
Oh,
and it was
like the hottest. Knockin' the Boots.
And then my first Spanish concert was Tito Puente and Celia Cruz.
Wow, yeah. That's a good
one. Together. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was nuts. We're salsa dancing all night.
Really? Mine was Donnie and Marie Osmond.
That's crazy.
And I was probably 5 years old, and my parents took me to see the Osmonds, and I remember getting a poster of the Osmond brothers who opened up for them, had them on my wall next to Bruce Lee and Heather Thomas.
Nice.
Wow.
What about you, Heidi, first concert?
I don't want to play.
Why not?
Because I saw Milli Vanilli twice.
Hey! Oh, twice. Oh, my God.
Don't forget my number.
I'm in love with you, girl, because you're on my mind. They have this stupid little dance, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, don't be kidding. You're older than that. Your first concert was Stick on Rock.
Hey.
All right, there are a lot of actors who have played twins on screen. The craziest set of twins, probably off the top, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Well, come on.
That was great. They look
I don't think they mean they played their own fraternal twin. I think they played their own identical twin on screen.
Well, you're not wrong. So if you want your twin to look like you, a lot of times in Hollywood, you got to play the part yourself. So I thought it would be fun to look back at some actors who played their own twin.
Cool.
See if you remember these. If you watch the TV show Friends, you know that Lisa Kudrow played her own twin sister, Ursula.
And
my favorite part about that was Ursula was a porn star.
Oh.
And Joey one day was watching porn, and he was
thought it was Phoebe.
And he was like, and she's like, I've never done that.
Yeah, no wonder they're going to reboot that show. I mean, it's classics like that.
Wow.
And everybody remembers Eddie Murphy. He played a whole bunch of characters in The Nutty Professor and The Clumps. But in the movie Bowfinger, he played twins Kit and Jif Ramsey.
Oh, I hated Bowfinger. His like character.
Bowfinger. That it was weird. Yeah, it was
weird. I can stand it.
He had the braces.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan played twins, not once but twice, in the 1998 version of The Parent Trap, as well as in the 2007 thriller I Know Who Killed Me. I don't even remember that one.
I don't either.
Don't remember that at all.
Yikes.
And Adam Sandler put a twist on things for a movie called Jack and Jill. He played the character Jack, as well as his twin sister, Jill.
Yikes.
Frank.
It got all the Razzies that year.
Chewy. It's Adam Sandler, but he's just like, he's like,
oh, right.
And he's flipping his hair. Like, it's still Jill, Adam Sandler.
It was horrible. It was bad, bro.
It would have been better if they'd called that Tootsie, where he was like, you knew it was Adam Sandler trying to be a woman.
Mm. Yeah.
But no, they tried to pass it off as Jack and Jill. No. I remember Armie Hammer also played his own twin.
Oh, on Social Network.
With that box in the freezer that deodorizes the ice cream.
Oh, the Arm and Hammer.
Oh, that's Armin Hammer.
Yes.
Actually, he did. What was the movie?
The Social Network.
With the
Social
twins.
Network. Yes, he was the Winklevoss twins.
The Winklevosses. Yeah. And
that was pretty. I thought they were actually twins.
Well, so
yo.
He did a good job.
They did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, it's computer generated. Get out of here. What?
And if one set of twins is
enough.
He was
also the Lone Ranger and Tonto in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, don't.
I feel like that's a lie.
That is a lie. That was Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Yeah. Don't believe
it. I felt it. And if one set of twins isn't enough, the movie Big Business had two sets. I loved this movie when I was a kid. It was Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. They played fraternal twins, but they were really identical twins. They were separated at birth. So there were two Bette Midlers and two Lily Tomlins, but at birth they were separated and raised as fraternal twins.
Love it.
And like, if I remember correctly, like one set was like country bumpkin set, and the other one's more like refined city girl.
Yeah, city girl. Love that.
And you can imagine the comedy that comes from that.
All right, up next, Wendy Williams wants more women bosses, but are kids not a part of the plan? The Atlanta crew would explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
everything going on in the world, everyone could use some entertainment in their life without having to spend hundreds of dollars on your cable bill. I know I do, and I know where you can find that. Philo is your solution. Philo is a live and on-demand TV service for just $20 a month. Never miss a minute of shows like Better Call Saul, one of my favorites right now. And you don't have to sign any contracts, and they have the best customer service. Philo has an unlimited DVR, so you can save all your favorite shows and watch on your own schedule. I love Philo because it's easy to use, and it's super easy to sign up. You can watch from your phone, laptop, tablet, or TV with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, or Android TV. And now more than ever, Philo believes a great TV shouldn't cost an arm and a leg. It should be accessible to everyone, and saving money shouldn't mean giving up shows and channels that you love. Philo is TV for everyone. So sign up today at philo.tv/dish, and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/DISH.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, hair crack, I mean, you never, honey, looked so beautiful before.
Now, Gear, you know that is not hair crack. That is Vanessa Fraction, because hair crack is not here. And yes, you are looking beautiful, girl.
Thank you, Portia.
As always.
Gary, I'm going to crack your head. You keep on playing like that.
I thought you were a vegan diet.
Okay, you guys, Wendy Williams is dropping gems to all the young ladies out here. She wants women to be their own bosses and secure the bag, honey.
Okay.
While speaking at the Black Enterprises FWD conference, she said, shout out to all the parents. I'm a parent too, but you've got to slow down on having these kids when you're 22, 23, 24. You use your 20s to be selfish for yourself. Grow up, grow your business. Kids are an obligation, and that obligation will slow you down. Do we think she have a point?
Yeah, she got a point.
So you feel like kids will slow you down?
Yes, they will slow you down.
It didn't slow Cardi B down.
Well, Cardi B was already Cardi B.
Cardi B is worth millions. Okay, so she can afford to not be slowed down.
There's other people that had kids in their 20s.
Such as myself.
Did it slow you down?
I will say yes.
Okay.
And in some ways, I think that my kids, they drive you to be better, but who knows what I would have done if I had waited. You know what I mean? So I'm doing well, but I totally get what Wendy is saying because there were so many sacrifices.
And then, with you growing up humble, you definitely.
Yes,
you
know, humble as I did.
What's the definition of humble for those? That don't know.
When you grew up below the poverty
less
line.
Less fortunate.
A little less fortunate. Yeah. Look, you know what I mean.
She's deemed it a new phrase, humble.
Yes,
humble.
That you grew up humble. You don't have to say poor anymore. You can just say
poor equals humble.
That's what that is.
All right, so rapper Lil Boosie might have some competition when it comes to Rihanna, and it isn't another man, it's a woman.
What?
Oh, my God. That's right, honey. Demi Lovato wants Rihanna, and she wants to kiss it better. Yes, in a recent interview on Ellen, the singer revealed that one of her fantasies is to make out with the Fenty Beauty mogul, guys. Check it out.
The last time you were on here, we showed a little bit of it. We played Who'd You Rather, and no matter who we put up, you chose Rihanna.
Yes.
And I assume she's called you.
She hasn't.
Rihanna, how dare you?
No. Look, I just want to make out, okay?
She is shooting her whole shot.
Her whole shot.
Okay. She's shooting her jump in. Three-pointer and
free throw. Trying to slam, dunk it in.
So does she have money?
She got more than Rihanna.
No. I think they would look cute together.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe Demi. She want to do more than that.
She want to do more than that.
You know she did. You saw that look on her face.
That's how women say.
That's how you get you in the room.
I just want to make out.
Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What the Fashion, honey. Yes, it is, baby. And this edition is dedicated to my good wife, Judy, whose heart will always live on for Celine Dion, honey. Honey, Miss Dion, honey. This girl shut it down, honey, in the mean streets of the concrete jungle. Now she strutted down the sidewalk and came through looking like a fashion killer superhero.
Yes,
so now, honey, that she's single, honey, and she is acting a plum fool.
She looked like a Girl Scout superhero.
She gonna sell you the best of more.
Yes, baby.
Well, Gary, I got a surprise for you, Uncle Honey.
What?
You tend to think that your little white Judy, Miss Celine Dion, is always so classy, right?
Yeah.
She can make it hood, too.
What?
She came out real gangster-like, honey. She was spotted channeling her inner brat, rocking a Balenciaga sweatshirt, honey.
Oh, that's cute.
All right.
I need that.
Celine's swag is unmatched, honey.
Okay.
She can go
Because she can do both.
And she did it in Balenciaga.
She did.
Yes.
Yes, she didn't make error, honey. This is not Nike.
Okay.
This is Balenciaga.
Okay.
All right, coming up, what does Harry Styles really think about his ex boo-thang Taylor Swift writing songs about him? We'll discuss after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Yay. Well, Harry Styles has finally opened up and given us some tea on his feelings on Taylor Swift writing songs about him, all right? Mm. So if you're not familiar, Harry and Taylor dated for a hot sec back in 2012, and they broke it off in 2013. During a recent interview with Howard Stern on the SiriusXM Morning Show, he finally opened up about his thoughts on Taylor Swift making songs about him. Check this clip out.
But how do you feel when someone does that to you, when Taylor Swift writes a song and everyone assumes it's about you, Harry? I mean, does that upset you?
No.
No.
It doesn't upset me.
I'd be honored.
I think about what it means to me to write a song about somebody else and for someone else to do that. I think it's like flattering. Even if the song isn't that flattering, you've still spent time on it. And ultimately, using Taylor as an example, she's a great songwriter.
Well, the two songs that I think that are about Harry Styles were complimentary. Yeah. There wasn't anything bad about it. It's like, oh, you got those James Dean eyes, and I got that red lipstick you like.
Oh.
That's really cute.
Wow, right off the top there.
Yo, and how does he know the
even
words?
Even though we go crashing down, we always come back in style.
Whoa!
Wow.
Are those your karaoke go-to right there?
That is. I do a spoken word Taylor Swift karaoke.
Much like a William Shatner-esque kind of thing that he does. With
but then she wrote two songs about him, which means that he was even more than like all the other guys. They got one song. Harry got two.
Damn.
Right.
Was the one that got away.
If they wrote a song about you guys or somebody that you were with, what would they write about?
I've had songs written about me.
Really? Frank wrote a song to his lady, right? Lady Frank, remember? That's how he made
Get the F*** out my house. My two live crew. I wrote that for them. I'm not getting any royalties, though, because I wrote it all the way.
All right, well, let's move on. It looks like Dakota Fanning's little sister, Elle Fanning, partied like a rock star for her 21st birthday.
Nice.
During a recent appearance on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, Elle admitted that her birthday celebration was fueled by a mixture of champagne and tequila shots.
Oh, ooh, God. What a mix.
See, when you
champagne and tequila, bro?
Rookie.
A mixture of champagne and tequila shots, which caused her to do something that we can all relate to at some point. Well, exactly right. This is
blow
what
chunks.
She said.
Ugh.
I threw up a lot in the Uber on the ride home. The story's a bit hazy for sure, but I've been told that the Uber driver was really nice. He was has a stash of like throw up baggies in his car, so obviously he gets this a lot.
What'd you guys do for your 21st birthday? You remember?
I remember drinking so much of what, you know, because you're mixing. It's like, I'm buying you a shot. Really do shout because you're 21.
Right.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Down.
And I got so drunk, I'm on the front lawn of this house and I'm throwing up. But I'm so drunk and out of it that in my drunk face, or I don't know if I got slipped something, I looked down and all of my vomit looked like jewels because it was shiny from the porch light.
Oh.
And I was like, and I was there, I was like this.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, look at all this.
It's
funny.
Somebody
dropped their jewelry.
When women drink so much now in this day and age, it's like, I must have been slipped something. I'm way more responsible than this. It's like, no,
she went
you
there.
Got face, just admit it, and you vomited in the front yard.
Somebody slipped me something. I don't know how I got it.
I'm way too classy for this. Look at all my jewelry. Up next, find out how this singer's mom ruined her special surprise. Coming up after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom pulled off the perfect pregnancy reveal to the world last month when she announced they were expecting their first child. But it was her family's reveal that didn't go so smooth. Let's hear how Katy's mom ruined the surprise for her.
I actually kind of put the news on a wine label, and I would kind of either bring a bottle of wine with like a bespoke label that said it. You'd have to read the label to know. I would bring it to a dinner or something. My mom, it was so weird. I didn't get the chance to do it. She just like came over and was looking at my wine, which she never does. And she's like, what is this? And that's how it happened. I was like, well, you ruined the surprise, but I guess moms have intuition unlike any other, right?
I would hate my mom. I was like, mother, I hate you. This is my first child and now you ruined everything.
I hate to hate on her happiness and celebration, but the wine bottle didn't seem that exciting to me. I'm used to the little pop a balloon or something
a little more special.
Something a little more dramatic, a little more, you know, oh, you ruined this.
Yeah.
She didn't really ruin anything. She probably put it, made it a little more hype.
Yeah, for an better. Artist who normally comes out with like combs
out on dragons,
you would think it would be a crazy reveal for Katie. Yeah.
She should have watched Real Housewives of Atlanta and watched Portia reveal here.
Oh, I had a cute reveal.
Yeah,
I
she
had
did.
The baby shoe. Yeah, and the little outfit that gave it to you.
That was cute. That was a cute
and
reveal.
And it got a tear.
Yeah.
A Dennis tear.
Katie, Perry, call Portia next time you have your baby so she can help you reveal it a little more.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.